The biggest tech conference in the world has some of the same old problems with women. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Molly Wood. Today is the last day of the huge Las Vegas tech conference, CES. And it's ending on a mixed note when it comes to gender and diversity in the tech industry. On the one hand, the Consumer Technology Association, which puts on CES, announced a $10 million fund at the show to support women and minority tech founders. On the other hand, the CTA gave an innovation award to a company that makes a robotic vibrator for women, but then, before the show even started, took the award away and banned the company from the conference. But sex tech like augmented reality porn did show up on the CES floor. And CES still has no explicit ban on what are commonly called booth babes, models in skimpy clothes hired to draw attention to company booths at the event. Let's dig into this in Quality Assurance, the segment where we take a deeper look at a big tech story. Heather Kelly is a tech reporter at CNN who was also at CES. She said progress is just slow.
Like last year, they had a ton of criticism for the all-male lineup. And they did something. They went and they got some like big, amazing women to be speakers. And they've tried to cut down on booth babes before. The rules are a little fuzzy. And I feel like there's been a decline. But yeah, the sex toy issue, it was just them digging themselves deeper and deeper. And they didn't just take back this award they gave them. They also wouldn't let them exhibit at the show anymore. And it created a much bigger problem than just quietly letting it be out there might have done.
What responsibility do you think big conferences like this have to set the tone?
I mean, they have a huge responsibility. And it's not just to, you know, say, hey, we have rules for the kind of exhibits you're going to have and whether or not there are booth babes, but also codes of conduct for the people there to help women in case, you know, there's harassment. How do they report it? And I believe CES does have a code of conduct now. They didn't always, but you know, I don't know how much any of these things are enforced, but I will say one thing about the booth babes I noticed this year. There were also a lot of booth bros. There were like, I don't know if people were being ironic or what, but they had, you know, like young men dressed up in kind of fun outfits. A lot of them were at the fitness startups, but there's an event called PepCom, which is football themed, and they always have these cheerleaders. And this year they had guys in football outfits handing out footballs. I wouldn't really call that a move in the right direction, but is an interesting shift for sure. But yeah, I think CTA and CES itself still have a lot to do to come in and help women feel more safe and accepted at the conference.
How important is this? You know, if you're going to showcase four female CEOs in tech companies, how important is it for a conference like this to say, future female CEOs, we want you to feel comfortable everywhere you go at our event?
I mean, and it's also like, we want to help you become CEOs. So much networking goes down at CES. People go there and they get jobs. And if women don't even feel comfortable kind of in the early parts of their career at these places, it's going to make it difficult to move up and be the next CEO of IBM. It's huge. It's the largest technology show in the world. It's, you know, 180,000, I believe, attendees. They have a big responsibility to a pretty big and growing industry.
Heather Kelly is a tech reporter at CNN. We asked the CTA for comment. It sent us a link to its code of conduct, which says it prohibits overtly sexual attire. And the CTA said the sex toy just didn't fit into any of its existing tech categories. And now for some related links. First, you can find a link to that CES code of conduct on our website, along with a blog post by me about my experience on the show floor this year. The code of conduct only says that it prohibits, quote, overtly sexual attire, but it has no further details. For comparison, you'll also find a link to a story from 2015 about when RSA, which puts on the world's biggest security conference, became the first big tech conference to ban booth babes from its event. It explicitly outlined the kind of clothes and behavior it's talking about, and I think you will see the difference immediately. I also included a link to a Maxim article on the hottest booth babes of CES 2017, where the magazine notes that trade show models may be controversial, but they haven't gone away, and Maxim says it's glad about that. And look, I know that sex is part of the tech industry, and I am all for a sex pavilion at CES where all the tech is welcome. But I can tell you that I personally don't want to show up at a global celebration of technology and feel like it's simply not for me. I don't want to see men in the North Hall at a booth showing off a giant party yacht, jostling to try to get their picture taken with two women in skin-tight ball gowns that barely cover anything, who frankly look miserable. And hear another woman next to me say, "Those poor girls," and then walk away in disgust. And then realize there are hardly any other women around us and think, "I just want to go home now." That's not what an industry that's welcome to everyone looks like. This was my 18th CES, and I feel like it should be better by now. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.